The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
A big win for the Caldwell County Tigers to open up the 2024 season last night. Caldwell County beating Hopkins County Central 42-6 out at Tigers Stadium. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Todd Griffin, along with Camden McGregor here today, joined by Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. And, Coach, it has to feel good to get out on the winning side in that first game.
Definitely feels good to start off the season with a win, get some momentum going right off the bat, and feel good about how we played. You know, we made some mistakes, but I feel like, we're going to grow on off those things, and the schedule, we're going to play a tough schedule, so starting off with a win is a good momentum builder for us.
Well, and no two ways about it. I mean, you guys won the battle up front last night, mm-hmm. and that was a big part of the win.
Yeah, we handled them pretty well up front. You know, I'm proud of those kids. They've been working hard all offseason. We're kind of young. We start a couple seniors and then start some sophomores and a junior, so we're kind of young. Some of those kids were making their first start, you know, and we were able to just run the football when we needed to. You know, Dalen was making his first real start, and it helps to be able to run the ball early in the season and take pressure off of him, and I think that's what we did last night, and I'm pretty happy with the progress we made.
Yeah, the interesting thing is you had seemed like more playmakers out there, more guys making plays, but in most instances, it's the same guys that you had last year.
It's the same guys that we had last year, and we've put some of them in some different places, and you know, we got some weapons. We got some kids that can run the ball, that can catch the ball. More importantly, we're playing more like a team. We got guys out there blocking, stretching the field. I had a coach compliment us earlier in the year and said, all your guys are running full speed routes all the time, even when they're not getting the ball. And we preach that. We're playing unselfish football. If you look at our stat line last year, last night, you know, we didn't have a kid that had 10 carries and we had 200 yards rushing. So we're spreading the ball around, and that's what we're going to have to do to compete in some of these games in the future.
Did you guys feel pretty good going into the game?
Yeah, we did. I felt good about the game. I felt like we had a chance to really have a good showing last night. You know, I don't go around saying it. We just want to work hard and you know, play well. We'll keep the underdog role all season. You know, we're not going to be real boisterous about what we're doing, but you know, kids have worked hard, and we got good football players, and you know, we just want to go out and produce.
Again, a big win for the Tigers last night, defeating Hopkins County Central 42-6 in the season opener. With this is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to a break. We'll come back and have lots more about last night's win after this on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit caldwellmedical.com.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Are you ever stuck at home trying to perfect the do-it-yourself project?
Put your trust in Altman Coatings and turn that do-it-yourself project into a stress-free home makeover.
So whether you're looking for fine detail or simply a splash of new colors, Altman Coatings is the team you'll want on the job.
Call 889-8500 for a free estimate.
That's 889-8500 for your free estimate.
Learn more about Altman Coatings on Facebook and TikTok.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Hello, Hopkinsville. This is Fire Chief Stephen Futrell. Please join me and my staff at this year's Summer Salute. We look forward to seeing you there.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $300. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service. At Tricews, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricews in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricews.com. That's Tricews.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Why support local?
Many local businesses support local nonprofits and charities. By shopping locally, you're helping to increase the number of local donations. If your preference is to support local not-for-profits and charities, your best bet is to shop at your local store.
The Edge Media Group urges you to support local every chance you get.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback and Caldwell County Head Coach Aaron McClung with us. And, Coach, again, a big win for you guys last night, 42-6. We talk about guys making plays, and one of those last night, Luke Parker, had a big night for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of a really amazing night if you think about it. He had three picks in the first half, and then he got another pick in the fourth quarter in the second half, and four interceptions in a game is pretty remarkable. I don't know if I've ever had a kid to have four interceptions, and seven interceptions for a team is probably a first for me too. I don't know if that's a record, but I can't hardly imagine somebody getting more than seven interceptions in a game.
Well, the four interceptions for Luke ties a record.
Yeah.
Demetri McGowan had four against Murray in 1982.
Yeah, that's impressive. So that's it's an impressive mark, four. And so tying it, that's pretty remarkable. Luke's played quarterback in the past, and we tried to keep him off the field on defense too much. And now that he's playing receiver, we throw him out there at free safety, and he's a big kid, and he's rangy and cover a lot of ground. And, he can go up and get the ball, and, he's an impressive player. I think he's going to have a really big year for us, and that was a great start. I think he's probably leading the state in interceptions.
Yeah. But four interceptions is typically a pretty good season.
Yeah, it is. You might have your season leader might only have four. So I hope he has 40 at the end of the season. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Well, and he was the MVP of the Cyber Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to talk. I mean, when you set a record, it's hard not to get the MVP trophy. But we had some other kids that are deserving of being the MVP. It's a shame we only get to get one because, Gus had three touchdowns. Cam Wilson had a good game on both sides of the ball. Cam Spikes had a good game. Luke Maddox had a good game. So all those kids were probably deserving of the MVP. But four interceptions, that's kind of hard. That's hard to top.
Jack Roach had 12 tackles and an interception last night. Jack, so a lot of guys made plays.
Jack had a big game, and he had a touchdown.
Yeah.
He had a big game. He's kind of the quarterback of our defense, and he was really fired up about the game going into it. He was really looking to hit some people. You know, that's kind of his style. He just wants to be physical and hit people, and he did a good job. Like both him and Cam Spikes play inside linebacker for us, and I thought they watched film this morning. I thought they both had good games. I think Cam Spikes had 10 tackles and Jack had 12. You know, they're the heart and soul of our defense, man.
Camden, do you have any questions for the coach?
Starting in a new quarterback this year, Daylon Lander, not really having that experience. Going into the season, how do you calm that young quarterback down during the games? I mean, it was a 14-0 ball game into halftime, or 14-7.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you calm that him down and make sure that he's focused on the task in hand, which is winning the football game?
Well, he got a little experience last year. He played some quarterback last year, and that was probably good for him to get that in. But, you know, he's going to be nervous no matter what with it being his first start. So, one of the reasons why we really focused on our run game in the preseason is because we wanted to be able to take pressure off of him. He's going to be a great football player, and he had a good game last night. But you want to be prepared if he's struggling. You don't want to put everything on the shoulders. And that offensively, I think that we have that kind of ability. We can run the ball. We can keep the passing game simple. When it needs to be. So, you know, with him being so young and, you know, he's eager to do well, he can really throw the ball, he can run the ball, but we've got things set in place to take pressure off him and try to not make him shoulder everything right now. As he gets experience, we'll probably expect more of him as far as that goes. But right now, we want to try to make him comfortable, because when he's comfortable and he's not having to think as much, he can make plays.
Yeah, and these guys back here, the offensive line last night was really exceeded expectations and really opened gaps for the running backs. Mm-hmm. And really did a good job last night.
Yeah, you know, and that going into the season, that was a major concern with how young we were in the offensive line. We don't have a lot of offensive linemen. I think we're about 14 or 15 now on the whole team. So, you know, we don't have a lot of guys to pick from. But, you know, I put the pressure on them in the preseason. You know, I stay after them. I yell at them. I have high expectations for them. And they're just a good bunch of kids. They take coaching really well. You know, that's a big thing a lot of people don't realize. You can have all the talent in the world. You got to take coaching. You got to accept it. You got to listen to it. And if you take coaching, there's a good chance you're going to get better. And that's what those guys are. They take coaching, and they've really improved, and they're just going to get better. You know, I think three of them, that was their first start they've ever made. So for their first start to go out and be able to run the ball like we did, that's encouraging. And you know, hopefully they'll just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, going back to Daylon, he actually threw a pick early in the game and came back from that and had a really big night.
Yeah, you got to have that. When you're a playmaker, sometimes you're gonna take a chance and have a turnover, and you got to have a very short memory, because the game's not over. You got to keep playing, and that's kind of how Daylon handled it. You know, he threw a pick. He threw two picks in the first half, but he didn't let it affect him. You know, it's frustrating for a minute. But you can't dwell on it, and you got to keep playing. And he threw a couple long touchdowns in the second half, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, maybe the play of the game was the pass he completed to Luke Parker ahead of the touchdown right before halftime. And Luke laid out for that thing and made a great catch. I think it was a 42-yard completion, got you down to the red zone. And then that touchdown right before halftime was big.
That was big. You know, I made a stupid decision. We were up 14-0. And I made a stupid decision to go for it on fourth down from our own side of the field. I didn't feel like they could stop us, but they did. And I took a chance, gave them the ball in great field position. They went down and scored with a short field. And for us to come back right before halftime and drive down the field and score in three plays, that really took away. You know, they could have had a lot of momentum going into the halftime. And know, with us going down and scoring, I feel like we kind of stole that away. And then we got the ball back first in the second half when we scored. I feel like that was really a knife in their heart and with those quick scores.
I was going to say, you guys kind of won the coin toss game last night because you win the toss and defer, then you get the touchdown right before halftime. And because you deferred, you get the ball right back after halftime and then go score again.
Yeah, you get that extra possession. You know, if you can defer, then you have the last possession before halftime and do something with it, then you've gotten an extra possession in the game. And I think that's why a lot of people defer. I'll be honest with you, I deferred because number seven also played defensive end for him, and I knew they hadn't played him much in the preseason against us, but we had a really hard time with him last year. So I wanted him to play offense first, hopefully wear him down a little bit running the ball so they wouldn't play him at defensive end. So that's why I deferred, but it worked out.
Well, and you guys put the game away there in the third quarter with three more touchdowns.
Yeah, and we got them quick. And, you know, I wanted to get the clock running when we got a big lead. You want to get that clock running so your kids can save their legs and start resting up for the next week. And, you know, that third quarter was about as good as it can get. You know, we weren't really as efficient offensively in the first half, but you can see in the second half how good we can be when we're clicking. So,
well, last night you guys had 342 total yards of offense, and no question, we know we struggled at times offensively last year. I think the number would have been closer to 400 yards if we hadn't had some penalties in the first half that kind of negated some plays for us.
Yeah, we had a lot of penalties last night. I hope that's not characteristic of us for the rest of the year. We did a pretty good job with penalties after the first game last year, so I hope we kind of mirror that as far as penalties go. Some of them were dumb penalties that we got to get fixed. Some of them I thought there were some holding calls that were a little ticky-tacky on us. But, you know, that's first game for everybody, first game for referees. So hopefully we improve in that area and don't get as many penalties because, you know, it can really set you back. It really set us back last year because we were struggling so much offensively. So you just don't want to get penalties.
Both sides had 14 penalties last night, so at least the guys on the stripes were even.
Hey, they were even, you know, and it got kind of chippy at the end. I was happy with how our kids acted. I felt like their kids were getting away with some cheap stuff early, but the refs did a good job. It was a veteran crew. I like those guys, and 14 for each, that makes for a long night. Getting the running clock probably sped it along.
We're talking this morning with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Caldwell County with a big 42-6 win over Hopkins County Central Friday night. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Depositing checks into your Planners Bank checking account just got even easier. In addition to stopping by any of our convenient locations, you can now deposit checks for free, even on the go. It's like having a Planners Bank teller wherever you are. With a simple snap from your smartphone's camera, your check deposit is in the bank. Planters Bank Deposit. Reason number 43, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
This is Stephanie, manager at your Princeton Purcell Tire. The last thing you want is your vehicle to end up in the shop during your summer vacations. We have a car care package available that covers an oil change, tire check and rotation, brake inspection, and much more. Our new hours are 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Call us today at 270-365-7291 to schedule your appointment.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Caldwell County Tigers opening up the 2024 football season Friday night with a 42-6 win over Hopkins County Central. Checking a few other scores last night. Madisonville North Hopkins is coming here next week. The Maroons with a 34-6 win over Union County. And Coach, I'm a little surprised at the difference in that game. I thought that one might be a little tighter.
Well, you know, Madisonville is they're going to be they're really talented. They got a really good running back. They got a really good quarterback. Them and Union County have had some battles over the years. It just seems like in the past 3 or 4 years previous to this that Madisonville has made some mistakes that Union County has taken advantage of, and then Union County has stayed close in those games and won it in the fourth quarter. And I think Madisonville has kind of used that as motivation, and I expect they're a really good football team. Union County is a really good football team, so both future opponents. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Here's another score that I think might have caught some people off guard last night. Graves County 35, Mayfield 28.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I knew Mayfield graduated a lot, a new quarterback who had been a four-year starter and a fifth-year kid. So they lost a lot of experience. They lost a running back, lost some key receivers, and Graves returns a lot. So, you know, Graves County's really good. They're good. Got a lot of talent this year. Probably will contend for that fifth district title between them and Owensboro, Madisonville in that district as well. So they're going to be a good football team. It wasn't a shocking surprise to me. You know, Coach Dew's a new coach. So, and that's a big first game. Probably had 5,000 people there. So, you know, could have gone either way. And Graves was finally able to pull it out.
Well, and those are two teams you're going to see later on.
Yeah,
as well.
I play both of them, too. That's great.
And Graves County has, you know, that's the former Tiger coach bowl right there with Josh Young at Graves County.
Now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So former Tiger getting a win in that one. Crittenden County opening the season with a big win, 46-18 over Webster County. And I know that game was 40-0 at one point.
Yeah, Crittenden is another good team in our district. You know, I tell people this, and I believe it, that Our district is the toughest 2A district in the state, you know. I told somebody this morning, I said we play a really tough schedule, and then we get in our district and we're in the best district. So the state champion came out of our district, and Murray High is really good, and Crittenden's been good. So, you know, we got to stay ready to play every week.
Murray opened up the season last night with Union City, Tennessee. Ended up falling in that game 35-28. But Murray overcame a 21-7 deficit early, got back in that game, tied at 21-21 before falling by 7. But Union City, Tennessee, usually pretty good too.
Yeah, they're usually really good. It's not a bad loss at all. You know, Union City is a traditional powerhouse in West Tennessee, kind of like a Mayfield down there. So that's not a bad loss. That's actually probably a good showing for them, and I expect they'll be tough by the time we play them.
Hancock County picked up a win in its opener over John Hardin, 21-10. And, of course, you guys saw Hancock County in that first scrimmage.
Hancock County's a tough team, and I think they're going to win a bunch of games. You know, John Hardin thought going in, what I've been reading is they thought they were going to be a good football team this year. So that's a really good win, RPI-wise for Hancock. And I think they're going to be right in the mix to win that 3A district.
Another future opponent, Trigg County, opens the season with a win, 39-21 over Callaway County. Of course, Trigg not just a future opponent, but a future district opponent starting next year.
Yeah, Trigg, it looks like they're improved. You know, Coach Ezel, he does a good job. And you know, they got a couple of really talented kids. Davari Goode's a really good player. We don't see him for a long time, so you know, we got a lot of stuff to worry about between now and then, but that's a good way for them to start. I look forward to our game.
Looking at a few other scores, Greenwood beat Hoptown last night 34-32. Warren East over Christian County 55-6. Clarksville Northwest beat Fort Campbell 35-16. And Henderson County picked up a win over Meade County 43-29. A few of those teams we're going to see. We're going to see Christian County later. And Fort Campbell's back on the schedule next season.
Yeah, I talked to Fort Campbell's coach last night after the game. He told me that they fell behind early 14-0 and were just trying to claw back the whole time. Thought his kids played hard, so, you know, we look forward to getting them back in our district next year.
Yeah, they had a quarterback move in this year and got some playmakers, so, you know, keep an eye on Fort Campbell. You guys picked up a 42-6 win over Hopkins County Central, 1-0 to start the season, but now you've got that Madisonville game coming up next week. How long do you guys celebrate the win over Hopkins Central before you get back to getting to work on preparing for Madisonville?
Well, I'm sure that these kids are still celebrating, but I was up at 5:15 this morning watching film, so I don't like to sit around. You know, when you win a game, that's great, but if you got a game the next week, it's time to get back to work. So that's what I'm doing. That's what our coaches are doing. You know, I'll share the film with the kids, and I'll share the trade film with the kids so they can enjoy the watching the game, and they can start watching Madisonville when I get the film. But come Monday, we're right back to work.
Yeah. Camden, another question?
All right, let's talk about defense. Going into the season, we didn't know what the defense would look like, how good it was going to be, and what was going to be built off of last season. The defensive line, Garner Stallings, Leighton Wall, all those guys pressured that quarterback at Hopkins against Hopkins Central last night. So pushed a lot of pressure on him, made him scramble a lot, throw some cross-body passes, and just a bunch of things, and threw a lot of interception last night.
Seven of them, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we moved some kids to D-line this year. Thought it would help us to get some speed up front. Preston Burrell and Daniel Laurent play some D-line for us. Duke Ward has really given us a lot of energy inside. He's not very big, but he's active and he's strong. Leighton Wall is the same way. He's given us a lot of activeness and flying around. And Garner's been kind of a rock there for us. I thought those guys did a great job last night. Their quarterback is extremely mobile. He's really hard to keep contained, and we did a good job. You know, really our defense is built around our linebacking core. We got a really solid group of linebackers, four linebackers that do a great job. Our secondary, we got some athletes in our secondary. I think that they're going to keep getting better as the season goes on. So, you know, we're kind of young, but I think we're improving. We should have had a shutout. It's my fault we didn't have a shutout last night, but I was happy with how the kids played. I was happy with the effort they gave, the pursuit they gave. So hopefully they keep playing like that all year.
Well, you talk about the defense and you look at the stats. The second half, Hopkins County Central had 1 yard rushing, and I believe they only had one first down.
That's
so,
right.
You know, you guys kind of made them one-dimensional in the second half.
Yeah, and that was our goal, you know, when going into the game. Before the game, we wanted to stop number 7. You know, I know number 10 and their quarterback and their receivers were playmakers, but we wanted to stop 7, and that's what we did. I was proud of the kids, how physical they played. If you watch the film, we're getting to the ball like crazy. And when you pursue to the ball, you know, in high school, scheme matters, but pursuit matters more. And pursuit can make up for mistakes, and that's what our kids did last night.
Well, and for the game, Hopkins Central only had 18 rushing yards. Now, they had 200 yards passing, but, you know, a lot of those were almost Hail Mary-type passes that, you know, they came down with a few of those.
Yeah. I would like to see us do a better job of attacking the ball when it goes in there. It seems like a few times on the long passes they completed were right there, and the kids just jump up and make a play on the ball that I thought we should have made. But, you know, those kids will get better. They'll learn from the film. They learn from doing it. And, you know, we say it's 7 interceptions. So, you know, that's a pretty good game for a secondary.
Yeah, you mentioned the 4 from Luke Parker. Jack Roach had one. Cam Spikes had one. Brenton Springfield had one.
Yeah, and Brenton, you know, that's good for him. He's a kid that didn't get to play last year, and he's come back this year. Tough kid, physical kid, likes to play. So, and actually, it went off Malik Harmon's helmet. I mean, he's a kid that came back out this year. So, we like getting those young kids a good experience like that.
Well, and everything kind of works together because with the offense being able to move the ball a little bit, that takes a little pressure off the defense. You're not out there thinking we've got to shut the other team out. You can just go make some plays.
Yeah, that's big, and that's something we couldn't do last year. We struggled getting first downs, and our defense was decent last year, but they were always on the field. So, you know, if the offense has extra opportunity, it makes it hard on the defense. So we feel like our improvements on offense are going to help our defense, and hopefully it'll continue to help.
Caldwell County with a big win to open the season over Hopkins County Central, 42-6. We're talking to Coach Aaron McClung about it this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to a timeout, but back after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hey, Christian County, it's County Judge Jerry Gillum. Come on down to downtown Hopkinsville for a summer salute. It's hot, but we've got plenty of refreshments and a great concert coming on.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lacks with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business. But which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. The Tiger football team with a big win over Hopkins County Central last night, 42-6. And Coach Aaron McClung, we've talked a little bit about the battle up front, and you guys won that last night, and lines playing well on both sides.
They are, and you know, Preston here, he plays center. He started center last year, and he's starting a nose guard for us, too. So they've done a good job this year. You know, they're easy to coach. I just, you know, like I said, they're receptive to hard coaching, and that makes good football players.
Yeah, Preston Burrell joins us. And, Preston, how would you assess the team's play up front last night?
I would say the big difference that I've noticed from this year compared to last year is just a consistency and effort. You know, last year we would have a bad play and we tend to get down on ourselves. If you watch our line this year, no matter if we had a great play or a bad play, we just come back and we play how we know how to play and how we've been coached to play.
As a team going into the game last night, what did you guys talk about wanting to get accomplished?
We talked about keeping level heads and trying to do everything we could to just maintain consistency in our effort and our dedication. A lot of teams want to come out and they want to come out hollering and screaming, but by the second play, when you start getting tired, you kind of wane. We wanted to focus on continued effort and just playing as the contingent team we know we are.
Now, Is it a little more difficult for you this year, seeing more action on both sides?
I would say it's a little bit more of a challenge, but I would say this year we definitely have come out in better shape. And I think everyone has a better mindset about getting to play. Instead of being it personal, we are all focused more on the team.
As an offensive line, do you guys kind of talk about trying to work together?
I would say that's a very crucial part. I know we have over-communicated a lot in practice, so that way when you get into the game, it's kind of natural. Everybody knows what everyone's thinking, and the more you can work as one unit, the better.
Coach, what kind of improvements do you see out of the offensive line this season?
Preston said, we're just more consistent. You know, we talk about our conditioning has improved, but, you know, we don't run a bunch after practice. But with the numbers the way they've been this year, you know, everybody has to practice the whole time. When you only have 30 kids and you're doing team, 22 people are out there practicing, and that's helped us get in better shape. You know, we don't have five offensive linemen that just do team O and then stand around during team D. They're not on team offense. They have to be on the scout team. And you know, we've been more physical in practice. We've had more full contact practices in the preseason. I think that's improved our physical conditioning, and you know, the kids' attitudes has just been better as well. It makes a big difference.
Preston, do you guys feel like you're in better shape this year?
I would say, personally, I definitely feel like I'm in better shape. I mean, it kind of goes along with what he said. Everyone has been playing both sides of the ball, even at practice. And you're just helping the main team get better. You're still learning the plays on the other side of the ball, and I think that's really helped us.
Now, at what point during a game, as an offensive line, do you guys think, hey, we've got these guys?
You can really see it in the opposite line. You'll see their heads start to drop. They're less talkative. Usually when people come out, they want to talk. And you'll see them just start to wear down. You'll see how it's posture. You can tell when you've got someone on their back feet, on the back of their feet.
As a team, it just seems like the feel for this year's team is different than last year. Why do you guys have more confidence this year?
I think a lot of it has to do with how we've been practicing. I think you see a lot more teamwork and a lot more effort in the aspects of how we communicate and how we care about each other, as opposed to playing singularly for yourself. I'd say the fact that we all know that we have each other's back has played a big part in our confidence.
Now, do you have more fun on offense or defense?
I prefer offense, but that's probably just because I've played it more, so I have more experience, and it comes more naturally to me.
Coach, again, a big win for you guys last night. Just talk about the difference moving forward now and the confidence level of the team.
Well, you know, it's hard to explain, you know. A lot of people want to – I talk to the kids about this. A lot of people want to talk about their goals, and they want to say what they're going to do. And that just – that doesn't get goals done. You know, the way that you accomplish goals is you work hard and you put in the work. And when you do that, you're more confident about what you're doing. You're more confident about getting it done when you know you're putting in the work. And that's the way this team has been. You know, we don't want to go around talking about what we're going to do. We don't want to go around telling people we're going to beat this person. We want to go out and practice hard, study film, and put in the work. And that's what these kids have been doing. And, you know, that makes them more confident. So,
yeah, Preston, obviously everybody wants to win more than one game like they did last season. But I thought the team actually gained a whole lot of experience, some valuable experience last year. Talk about that a little bit and what you guys are using from last year to motivate you this year.
Well, I think a big part of it last year is we learned, and it's something valuable for every team to learn. We learned how to lose. We learned how to accept our failures with grace and not beat ourselves up over it. And I think this year, if you look, a lot of the mistakes that we made in the first scrimmage and even the second scrimmage, we accepted that we made those mistakes and we worked to improve them instead of beating ourselves up over something that we can't control.
Yeah. Camden, you have any questions?
You know, going after last season, disappointing last season, a big senior class this year, and you're one of them. How did you guys come together and say, hey, we got to put this season or last season behind us and push forward?
I would say the big thing with it is just community. We saw last year, you can see it early on in the season. Last year, we weren't very communicative. We were all kind of focused on ourselves. So I think last year, our seniors, as it progressed, they displayed really good teamwork and trying to work together to fix the problems that we had. And I think they really inspired us this year to try to do the same thing.
How much fun are you guys having this morning? here having breakfast.
Nothing better than eating, yeah. At least for the linemen. That's kind of our thing.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming over and chatting with us, and congrats on the big win last night.
Thank you.
That's Preston Burrell, one of the offensive linemen and defensive linemen for you guys. And, Coach, you got some guys going both ways this season. I know that's something that you would probably want to limit if you could, but you got to get those guys out there somehow.
Yeah, we play several guys both ways, but I feel like we've got quality backups. So even though some guys are going both ways, we can rest some guys when they need rest. I think a guy, you know, like Seth Trusty, he didn't start last night, but he played a bunch, you know, because, you know, Cam Wilson starts an outside linebacker, but he plays some offense. So when he's getting a lot of work on offense, he's going to need to rest on defense, and I can put Seth in. You know, he's solid out there as well. So, and it's like that at other positions too. You know, we got some solid veteran guys. We don't go three or four deep, but we're two deep, you know, about everywhere. So I feel good about the experience those guys get, and I have confidence in those guys being able to step in when other guys need a rest.
Yeah, that's one of the things. You guys aren't incredibly deep, but the guys you put out there have been pretty good.
Yeah, like I gotta give you an example. Last night, and we go JV time to mop up at the end of the game. You know, Daylon's got to play quarterback because all of our quarterbacks start, and Daylon's the youngest one, so we don't have a JV quarterback right now. So you know, we're gonna keep him safe because we're just gonna hand the ball off, but. You know, we don't have a JV team. We have a varsity football team right now. That's one thing about our numbers. As far as we have a varsity team, you know, and most even good teams, they're only going to play 25 or 30 kids on a Friday night. So we've got those kids. It's all the JV kids that are missing right now.
Well, a lot of guys making a lot of plays last night, and it just feels like everyone is a little more comfortable with their role on the team this season.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has expectations, so everybody is having a chance to play. I know some guys will want to play more, but they just got to stay ready. You know, that's the timing is a big factor. Just stay ready and you never know when your chance may come.
Yeah. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We are live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with the coach after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
This harvest season, Pennyrail Electric reminds us all to make electrical safety a priority and plan ahead. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Training your team is vitally important. When working near power lines, always use a spotter. If your machinery does come into contact with an electrical line, unless there's a fire, stay in the cab. And always call 911 immediately to report the accident. Pennyrail Electric, empowering our members and the communities we serve since 1937.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
Get the best in area high school sports on the go. The award-winning coverage you expect from YourSportsEdge.com is available on our incredible app. Catch every thrilling moment from game-changing plays to unforgettable victories right in the palm of your hand. And it's free. Your teams play at YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger head coach Aaron McClung with us this morning. And, Coach, we got another lineman lined up.
Yeah, Landry plays guard for us. He played some tackle for us last year. He had a good game last night, so you know we like to pull. We do a lot of pulling. He does a good job of that. did a good job of pass protection and a big part of our offensive line.
Yeah, Landry Dunbar joins us. And Landry, we were just talking. You got to tell us who you're named after.
I'm named after Tom Landry, one of the head coaches for the Dallas Cowboys back in the 60s. He was a great coach, I feel like. Gave the Cowboys 2 Super Bowls. So,
well, your dad was a big Cowboys fan, so you kind of got drafted into that, right?
Right, yeah. Kind of forced into it, but it's a really good team. Even though they may disappoint you every year, but it is what it is.
Back in the day, they were pretty tough, though.
I mean, yeah, they were.
You're going to name your son Jason Garrett?
Oh, no. He was an awful coach. Good, no.
Well, see, I grew up a Steelers fan, so, you know, we kind of go back and forth Cowboys fans. When I was younger, though, you were either a Cowboys fan or you were a Steelers fan. I don't know how McClung became a Browns fan, but
I was born into it.
But everybody's got their fandom. It's all fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your assessment on the way you guys played up front last night?
Last night, I feel like we just came together. We blocked really good on pass pro. Run, we have some things to fix on run, but that's comes with holding people accountable, myself including. I need to get better at cutting them off on the inside for pulling. But other than that, I feel like we did a really good job at running the ball and passing the ball. We just got to give our players a little bit more time to set in. But other than that, I feel like we did a pretty good job last night.
Well, talked with Preston earlier, and you guys went 1-10 last year, and obviously everybody wants a better record than that, but I thought you guys gained a whole lot of valuable experience last year. It wasn't a case of where, you know, it was just a bad year. It was a learning process, and you guys got better last season.
Yes, sir. You know, being 1-10, gained a lot of experience. I gained a lot of experience last year. It was my first year starting last year a little bit. And with that, you go up against people who may be better than you, may be the same as you, may be worse. You never know what you're going to get on the O-line. So you always got to be ready for whatever comes your way. And if you get hit down, just always get back up and go for the next play. That's basically what we learned, and that's what we did this year.
Do you kind of feel like the situation's changed, that now you guys are the more experienced people up front?
Yes, sir, I feel that way. A lot of teams, I think, have graduated a lot of their older players, and I think it's just our time that we step up and we show people what Caldwell's really about.
Did you guys talk before the season about wanting to, you know, really use last season as motivation for this year?
Yes, sir. Coach McClung and a bunch of the coaches that talk about 1-10 most of the time about how it was really good a learning experience for us and how we're a totally different football team and we're going to shock a lot of people. And that's really what we're going to be doing this year. We're going to come out and we're going to beat Caldwell.
Now, what do you guys need to keep working on to keep getting better?
We got to just keep showing up to practice. We got to be disciplined. Last night, I didn't do a very good job at holding my emotions, and I take my hold myself accountable for that. So we got to do better at emotions. We've got to stay disciplined on the line, obviously, and just keep showing up every week and getting better. This week we got Madisonville, so it's going to be a good year. I think we just got to show up and give 110% every day.
Coach, sometimes it's hard to keep emotions in check, though, when you're on the field and things are flying and, you know, emotions run high sometimes.
You're always going to have emotions.
But, you know, a sign of a good team is you're able to control your emotions. You know, anytime your emotions cause you to do something that hurts the football team, then those emotions aren't good. So I talk to the kids about controlling your emotions. You know, we want to play, and if the other team is being emotional, we want to let it hurt them. You know, if they want to get dumb penalties, we'll let it. We don't need to react. We don't need to help them out. We need to keep our emotions in check and keep our focus on winning the game.
Camden, any questions? All right. Appreciate you coming over, Landry. Good luck to you guys. Congratulations on the big win. It's got to feel good being 1-0.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Landry Dunn, Caldwell County is offensive lineman, and Coach, just reiterating once again that it seemed like just from the get-go, you guys were able to take control of things up front. and that kind of led to the success that the rest of the team had.
Anytime you can establish the run, you're probably going to have a good night in football. So we wanted to do that early, and we got it done, and it, everything else kind of clicked after that. So I was happy with it.
I was kind of distracted there for a minute by the incredible stack of biscuits that was going to the table behind us.
Well, you get a bunch of offensive linemen together, they can eat. I told Christina's back there, he set this all up. I told him, and I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, big fan. I said, it's the fellowship of the O-line.
Yeah, that's there what you we go. Got here. Looking ahead to next week, you guys have Madisonville North Hopkins, and I think obviously that's going to be a little bit bigger of a challenge for you guys in the coming week.
Yeah, it'll be a good test for us. Get us prepared. We know we got a lot of tough games down the road. We're going to play Graves County and Kraken County and Union County. So Madisonville start getting us ready for that. You know, I expect the kids to come to practice this week ready to work. You know, we can't. Just sit around our laurels because we beat Hopkins Central 42-6. It's time to move on and get ready to go back to the work.
Kind of got a spread look out of Hopkins Central's offense last night. Is Madisonville going to line up in something similar? What can we expect from them?
They're going to run a lot of spread, but they're going to run the ball a lot. You know, they have a very good running back. They have a very good running quarterback. He can make some throws, but you know, Chris Price wants to play a physical style of football. He's going to want to line up and play smash mouth football. He played Western after Mason. He likes that running attack, so I expect them to come out and try to establish that early against us.
Well, if you go back to last year's game, the final score got out of hand just a little bit on the other side. But if you go back early in that game, we had two or three chances in the red zone where we maybe had gotten out ahead, got the lead, got some momentum, and that might have been a different ball game.
Yeah, I remember the game. I remember how hot it was. It was miserable. It was probably the most miserable football game I've ever coached in. And we had some chances early, couldn't capitalize. We weren't the kind of team last year that could overcome a 20-point deficit. I think we were down 27-7 at halftime. And second half, they just totally blew us out. So hopefully we'll be able to establish some offense early, stay in the game with them, and, you know, we'll just see how that outcome plays out.
Yeah, just two games into the season, but I think that will be a good measuring stick for you guys.
It will. And, you know, we play Union County and pretty quick after that, and so that'll tell us, you know, what to expect out of Union County. So, yeah, it'll be a good game for us. It's close. They'll have a short trip over here. Ought to have a big crowd. Had a big crowd last night. Ought to probably have a bigger crowd next week. I love being at home. Be home 3 weeks in a row. Then I think we go on the road 4 out of 5 weeks after this. So, you know, we're getting ready to finish up a homestand, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
What do you guys work on this week to get ready for the Maroons?
I mean, we're going to scout them, and we're going to work on what they do best. And, you know, our defensive approach is we want to take away what they do best. So that'll be what we focus on early this week. Offensively, I hope that we can just expand on – build on what we've done so far, and that's what we want to do. We started simple early, but hopefully as we get more accustomed and more experienced playing games, we'll be able to add things that'll make us even more dangerous on offense.
All right, we appreciate the time this morning, and good luck next week.
All right, thanks, Todd.
That's Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Again, the Tigers picking up a 42-6 victory over Hopkins County Central last night out at Tiger Stadium to open up the 2024 football season. Tigers home again next week. Madisonville North Hopkins will be here. And, of course, if you can't make it to the game, we will have it on WPKY. But if you can get out and check out some football next week out here at Tiger Stadium as a pair of 1-0 teams go at it. That's going to wrap us up this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery here on Saturday Morning Quarterback for Camden McGregor. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to yoursportsedge.com.